Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
K-Top 10 Your one and only K-Pop Countdown Podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Jeremy here. It's been a while since I've done an episode, right? Life's been busy, but you already know, I always make time for you guys. On this episode, as you can see from the title, it's my favorite of 2023. 2023 has some amazing music, and I can't wait to see what 2024 has in store for us. As always, there are some announcements before we get into this episode. If you'd like to join our team and become a wonderful host, or if you have any talents that you'd like to help with this podcast, please check out our Join Us tab located on our website at ktop10.org. Do you have any products that you would like to advertise through us, such as music, makeup, food, books, or clothing? If you're interested, please feel free to send us an email and we'll give you more details. Now that the announcements are out of the way, let's get into Jeremy's favorite for 2023, starting with number 10, Flower by Jisoo. Finally, the last member of Blackpink to finally get a solo album. I'm not sure about you, but when I hear the beat, it reminds me of a spy movie. Like the spy tiptoeing to steal something valuable in an establishment, or something like Pink Panther, like a mystery that needs to be solved. But anywho, I'm glad Jisoo finally got her special spotlight, just like the rest of her members. Can't wait to see what they got in store for the future.
Number 10.
Hongdae R&B by BB. There's just something about BB that makes her stand out from the rest. For me, it's not just her voice and the way her vocals are in the songs, but it's also the storytelling. She has a way with words that really separates her apart from everyone else. If you watch her music videos, there's so much context that helps you better understand, especially with the song Animal Farm. If you've seen Kill Bill, you know what scene I'm referring to. Also, it goes to the instrumental break with the guitar, and it literally gives me 007 vibes.
Number 9.
Number 1, Maps by Kemo. Okay, for this extra, if you've never heard of Kemo before, I would like to ask you to have an open mind. It's a hip hop rap side of a song, but I really like Kemo. Also, her vocals is something you might not like right away, but trust me, it will grow on you if you give her a shot. She's also featured in some older songs that are straight up bops as well. The beat is fire, and she be slapping with them lyrics. You should definitely look up her interview with P-Sick on YouTube. You'll fall for her, just like me.
Pretty, pretty, must be I'm about to touch that even ski. In the ring, I got these bitches all singing. shit on my own.
Number 8, Sweet Venom by N-Hyphen. The slap bass in this song really do be slapping. It was kind of hard to choose between this and Sacrifice. I like Sacrifice a lot when comparing the choreo and the instrumental, since Sacrifice has more of a dark vibe to it, but I gotta appreciate a good slap bass when there is one. But I do think Bite Me has a better drop when it goes to the chorus. But let's enjoy the high notes and slap bass on my list.
Number 8.
Number 7, Lovely by AKMU. This is a fun and cute song. I miss AKMU songs. I felt like my list needed something cute in it. I think they're the only brother and sister combo right now. I might be wrong, but I think they're the best. It gives a different vibe and perspective of songwriting. Plus, their older songs are great if this is your first time listening to them.
Number 7.
You know, 내 스타일이 아닌 음악을 들어도 You know, 좋아하지 않는 음식을 먹어도 우산 없이 비가 와 홀딱 다 젖어도 좋아 I love it because I love you
Wow, 우리 관계 디비데베를 매일 봐도 좀 같이 비게비게는 춤추고 싶어 yeah 빌리빌리진 우리 앞 우리 옆 yeah 시기시기 질투 자유로운 날같이 월월월 헛송이가 나를 삼킬걸 알면서 나에게 뛰어들었어 점점점점점
So lovely day so lovely Earth day with you so lovely Do 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 do
Number 2, Drama by aespa. aespa for me has been on the rise. This song always reminds me of some certain friends who is always looking to hear some drama, like actively looking to hear some juicy tea, but for me, I could care less. If I hear it, then I hear it, but if not, I'm not gonna try to pry that information. But going back to the song, this song is fire. The drama chorus has a bad vibe to it, like you don't want this smoke, but if you want it, I'ma bring my posse with me. It's like the Fafo. If you know, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the drama.
Ziggy ziggy zag, I'm new. Cause I go picky picky bad, it's true. 내 가려운 눈, 나네 비친 턱. See, 내 본능을 당겨 zoom.
Hold up, what? Oh my god.
Say what?
You better watch out, 우린 이미 cross and boom 달려가고 있어, boom
La la la, like me when I roll La la la, like me when I'm savage
La la la, like me when I go
La la la, like me when I pass
Hold up, 빛을 달았어 자라자자, 달려 내가 run
Go funny, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta 음색을 열어 난
One, two, it's time to go 후회 없어, 난 맞어, 난 깨버렸지 날 따라서 움직여, rules 손끝으로
I bring all the drama on my mind. I bring drama on my mind. Bring my girls in the back, girls in the back.
Drama.
Drama on my mind. I bring drama on my mind. Bring my girls in the back.
나도 시작되는 drama.
All that. Drama on my mind.
Bring that.
Drama on my mind. With my girls in the back, girls in the back. Yeah.
I bring
drama on my mind.
Bring that.
Drama on my mind. With my girls in the back.
나도 시작되는
drama.
Drama, 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 drama,
drama,
drama.
You know I've been kind of like
one, two, three. 깜짝 놀랄 당신 길을 거머쥔 주인공 나.
Four, three, two, going down. 죽게 through. 데자뷰 같이 그려지는 이미지.
날 굳이 막지 마다. 이건 내 드라마. 도발은 굳이 안 막아. I'm a stunner.
One, two.
Number 6, OMG by NewJeans. To me, 2023 was the year of NewJeans. All songs that released were bangers for me. And yes, even Zero. It took a while to warm up to me, but it's actually pretty good. I honestly thought it was going to be hard to follow up after Ditto, but man, OMG did not disappoint. I hope their popularity keeps on rising because they're becoming one of the new face of K-pop by this trend.
Number 6.
이 노래는 it's about your baby. Only you. You, 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 you. 내가 힘들 때, 울 것 같을 때, 기운도 이제 나지 않을 때. It's you, 애 걱정하니. It's you, 어렵게 하니. 말은 해도 돼, but what do you say?
I
sleep at night.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Number 5, Cupid by 50/50. If we dismiss the scandal and the lawsuit with this group, this song was literally the number one song of K-pop globally in 2023 for a while. It doesn't matter what social media platform you were on, this song always popped up. It's unfortunate that this group had to go through what it did, since I had high hopes for them since they popped up and started to gain global media attention. But I guess the faster you rise, the faster you fall. Since it's not easy always being at the top.
Number 5.
Number 3, Batter Up by Baby Monster. Not gonna lie, when I first heard this beat, I thought it was another WAP song. Like, oh, this is another Nicki song. Mind you, I didn't know who the artist was at first, since I never listened to teasers and mainly hear new songs while working. It's on a random shuffle, so sometimes by genre mixes. But it's a somewhat catchy song that definitely keeps you moving a bit. Also, baseball season just started in America, if you follow that or not, but it would be nice to hear the batter batter up played when the batter steps up to the plate.
Attention!
착한 내가 어떻게 변할지 몬스터.
Remember me? Sting like a bee? 꿈줄인 사자 같은 personality?
네 맘 뺏고 다른 것은 원하지 않아. I will never do you wrong. You regret it when I'm gone.
좀 더 강하게 더 빠르게 늘려버릴게.
Got a lot to say. What a big mistake.
Better, better, better.
Jimin. This song hits different. It's so hard to choose from either Jimin or Jungkook since they both came out with so many good songs in 2023. But this one takes the cake for me. The intro always reminds me of a sports team coming out to play. When the trumpets hit, it gives me chills and goosebumps. I would love to hear this song live with the band.
Number 4.
Set me free.
Either Way by Ive. This was a hard one between this song and Baddie, but either way, it's on the list for me. Both songs are good, and it's almost a non-stop listen for me. I don't want to say the main reason I chose this song was because Baddie is more well known, but I like my subtle songs. But also depends on my mood. I guess today, I just don't feel like being a baddie, so either way, it is.
Number 3.
This song for me is possibly the most complete song of 2023. Between the vocals and instrumentals, it just feels right, you know? It's hard to explain, but it feels whole. I don't want to say it's perfect, but I do listen to this song every day at work. It's soothing, no hard drops, tame, and has such a vibe. I use this song as a de-stressing song from work, and work do be stressful.
Number 2.
number 4, YO Universe by Vicha. I personally didn't watch the reality show of this competition, but that's just how I am. I think I only saw the first episode and the last episode, which is more than what I usually watch since I never watch them. But this group has potential to become pretty big. I'm not saying like Twice or Blackpink big, but they can reach up there if the cards are played right. I don't want to show any bias since the leader is very close cousins to some of my friends, but that's an interesting fact right there for you. I do hope the best for this group. Also, a friend of mine went to see the Twice concert in Vegas, and Vicha opened up for Twice, and he said that Vicha did really good. I might have to stop by Chicago and see them perform at Lollapalooza.
Thinking about you and me, looking up down the street. We don't know much, but here we are. Suitcase full of our dreams, watching the stars go by. Yeah, yeah. Crazy when you think about it. Underneath these lights, we're drowning. Throw out all my girls in the backseat of a taxi.
Number 5, Left Right by XG. I can't have this list here without XG. XG is literally taking over. The reason why I put them here in extras instead of a number list is because I'm not really sure if y'all would consider them K-pop, since they are Japanese but based in South Korea and sing and rap in Japanese, Korean, and English. Maybe on my next list I'll give them a number. But if I was to give them one for 2023, it would hands down be number one for me. I was born in the 1900s, and I listened to a lot of R&B growing up, so it's sort of nostalgic and one of my favorite genres of music.
We don't want no ops, want no
for being on this wonderful, lovely musical journey with me. I hope you enjoyed my favorites and hopefully one of yours was played. If not, I hope you have found something new to take back with you. But before I end this episode with my number one song of 2023, if you'd like to send any song requests for our future episodes, please do so by sending us an email, which can be found at our page at ktop10.org by clicking on the Contact Us tab on the left side. Without further ado, here is my number one song of 2023, Crazy Stupid Love by Twice. Oh, come on. I'm sure you saw this coming, right? This should come to no surprise if you heard my Twice special for 2023. This song is on there as well. Maybe it's because I'm a sucker for songs that have a guitar in it since I used to play, but ever since the Twice concert, this is on repeat. But to be honest, I didn't think I would find a song better than Moonlight Sunrise for 2023. When Moonlight Sunrise came out, I thought it was going to be my number one. But long and behold, the B-side of Twice. Don't get me wrong, Moonlight Sunrise is definitely up there. But sometimes I wish I was in a crazy, stupid love. Just kidding.
Number one.
K Top 10. Your one and only K-pop countdown podcast.